They even have props, Tyler. Mouse ears. Naomi came with extras.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning. Yeah.
Got to get into character.
8:14, Galesburg's Morning News. Thanks for being with us here this morning. New book entitled Jump, Drew, Jump, Escaping the Carnegie Library Fire. More history about the city of Galesburg. Joining us to talk more about it, first off, the author of the book, also Ori the Orphea Mouse, a lot of Galesburg history, Naomi Law. Naomi, good morning. How are you today?
Well, good morning. Before I even say thank you,
yes.
I brought a message from Ori. He's very upset with you and with Tyler.
Uh-oh.
Somebody this morning asked if my new book was about a mouse. Well, of course it's about a mouse.
That was Tyler.
Well,
that was Tyler.
Well,
he was looking at the cover. He said, is that a mouse?
Then Ori sent you a gift, I guess.
Okay, a gift. We'll call
it that. Both of you may take any one of the mouse's ears.
Dibs on pink.
And so you can remember Ori the mouse, and you're going to meet Drew the mouse. And Ori's going to be checking to make sure you're wearing either your pink or your black glittered mouse's ears.
There we go. Why not?
I got a three-year-old at home that's going to make sure I'm wearing them. So.
Also joining us this morning, young lady who actually happens to be a neighbor of Naomi's, and she received the book as a gift and has read it, Abigail Admire. Abigail, good morning. How are you today?
Good.
Well, thanks for coming in with us here this morning. Are you excited to be here? Or you think, oh, man, why am I here with these weird guys?
I'm excited.
Oh, good. That's good. Good answer.
A lot of conviction in that answer.
All right, so, Abigail, how old are you?
Seven.
And what grade are you going to be in school next year? Seventh already? Man, you're pretty smart. Okay.
That means, second.
Second grade. Okay, what school do you go to?
Galesburg Christian School.
All right. So you had a chance to read Jump, Drew, Jump, Escaping the Carnegie Library Fire. Well, number one, did you like the book?
I really liked the book.
Good. That's a great answer, Naomi.
Woo! I was worried there for a minute.
That's the review you wanted right there.
Just like I told her.
Well, Naomi, I want to talk about the idea for this one, because obviously you being an educator here in the city of Galesburg for many, many years, and your first book really is all about, and it's teaching kids a lot of the history of the Orpheum Theater. Same thing with this, the Carnegie Library Fire. In fact, we had Rex Cherrington called in our Toaster Trivia Contest this morning, so I brought it up with him, and he knew you were going to be on, and asked him his memory of the Carnegie Library Fire as well. So what kind of made you come up with this idea for this this book in particular?
Well, let me just start by saying Rex is one of my favorite local historians. So, hi, Rex. I know you're listening. Thank you. And if you haven't bought a book, I have one for you. It will be my gift. Well, it just made sense. We had explored the Orpheum Theater, and the mice were feeling pretty proud of themselves. Matter of fact, there's a friend here, and if I said her name, you'd know it, who's thinking of writing a little play, a musical, about Ori and the Orpheum. Makes sense to me.
Absolutely.
So listening to people and talking about our childhood, many of us remembered, how could you forget? We remembered the night of the Carnegie Fire. We remember that smell. We remember people saying it can't be. Oh, no. And what we most of all remembered were the men crying. Men that we had never seen cry before were standing around that beautiful building, and the tears were just rolling down their cheeks. What a memory that made for children and us teenagers and adults. So it just seemed logical. And now, and I don't want to take what Abigail's going to say about the new library, but now we're building a new library. And we have to remember the history. We have to remember the memories. And when we walk into that new library, those of us who are older or who have done the research should have a flashback of that beautiful Carnegie.
Absolutely. Naomi Law joining us. He's the author of the new book, Jump, Drew, Jump, Escaping the Carnegie Library Fire. And Naomi will be doing actually a book signing tomorrow evening at Wordsmith Bookshop here in Galesburg at 5 o'clock. So you can get your copy of the book and have Naomi sign it as well. All right, so Drew. Drew and Ori, is there a relation there?
Well, I mean, how can you have a mouse who's not related to another
mouse? That's true. That is true.
So they, like a lot of Galesburg folks, they just call each other cousins.
There you go. All right. Well, Abigail, so you got to read the book. Now, did you happen to read the other book or about Ori, the Orpheum mouse, too? Have you read that one?
I don't know.
You don't know if you have? Okay. Well, tell me more about what you learned from Drew in Jump, Drew, Jump.
I read the...
Yeah? Well, go ahead. Yeah. You learned about escaping a fire, or about all the history of the library, or
I think I learned how to be brave.
Oh, okay, very good. That's a good thing. Well, one of the really neat things that you've done in the book, Naomi, the teacher, the educator in you comes out at the end of it, asking yourself, think about these questions, you know, after reading the book, that you have questions, and that's a really great thing for the young people to read this book to think about different things from the book.
One of the things I'm doing in my retirement time is I'm volunteering at the junior senior high school, and one of the questions I often ask them, do you know any authors? And they look at me like she's out of her mind. The wacky woman's asking another silly question. And 9 out of 10 times they will say, well, no. How would I know an author? And I say, yes, you do. Do you know me?
You're looking at one, right?
That's yes. Right. So in writing the book, all the books, and there will be more books, I want people to say, if she can do that, I can do that. I want people to read the Galesburg history in a different way, from a mouse's perspective. And I want them to think, and it happens so much with the Ori book, and now it's happening with the Jump, Drew, Jump book. I remember that. And it stimulates conversation. We have grandparents talking with grandkids about what they remember, what they saw that night, what a library means. I want them to ask questions. Well, why did it take 60 years for Galesburg to build a new library? And in the Jump, Drew, Jump book, there's a page, and Abigail and I were looking at it. She promised me she's going to do it. There's a page that's left blank, because I want the reader to draw a picture of their favorite library. Maybe it will be the memory of the Carnegie, or maybe it will be a picture of our beautiful, brand new library, which is scheduled to open in 2024.
Well, one of the neat things also you've got at the end of the book is pictures of the old Carnegie Library pre, during, and post fire, and then a rendering of that beautiful new building that's going up, which by the way is coming along so nicely. It's so neat to see all the brick up on it and everything, but coming along really nicely. So that's another thing that's included. So a lot of history. And I notice there's seems to be a bit of a friendship between the mice and a cat as well. But we can all get along, right?
Well, what a good lesson.
Yes.
The mice are not too impressed with people. And they try to show us lots of good things. And especially, well, actually in both books, but especially in Jump, Drew, Jump. Now that cat, he's the only one of his kind. And he gets along with all the mice. And when Drew is on the top of the library, and there at the bottom, there's the cat and the mice. And what are they saying?
Jump, Drew, Jump.
Jump, Drew, Jump. Jump, Drew, Jump. I can hear them. Jump, Drew, Jump. And boy, when Drew, oh, I shouldn't tell the end of the book.
Oh, don't give it away.
Anyway, the cat
But only one way to save his own life, right?
That's right. And like Abigail said, sometimes you have to be brave.
Absolutely. It is 8:24. Galesburg's Morning News is going to take a quick break, come back and talk more about the new book, Jump, Drew, Jump, Escaping the Carnegie Library Fire. Author Naomi Law joining us here this morning. Also, Abigail Admire joining us. She's read the book and reviewing it for us here this morning. We'll talk a little bit about the new library as well. It is 8:24. It's Galesburg's Morning News.
Why have one realtor when you can have two?
One realtor will say they'll respond immediately, work around the clock for you.
But they're only one person.
They could never possibly do what two people can.
And that's why you want the Kit Wilcox team, comprised of Kit Wilcox and Corey Jensen, both managing brokers with Century 21.
Galesburg's first ever real estate team.
With two agents, one is always available.
The Century 21 Kit Wilcox team, because your real estate endeavors are too important not to have two.
Are you looking for an interview podcast where you can be entertained and informed? Come check out our new podcast, America's Talking, to hear conversations with great stand-up comedians like Mark Normand.
Norm made you feel smarter than him, even though he was smarter than you.
As well as with leaders in the United States, like former Ambassador Andrew Bremberg.
I remember the fall of the evil empire. When the wall fell, every adult I saw was crying.
I'm your host, Austin Berg, and I want you to join the conversation on our new podcast, America's Talking, right now on Spotify.
Are you looking for a new podcast where you can get your national news from a taxpayer's perspective? Check out the America in Focus podcast featuring the Center Square's Dan McCaleb.
This jobs report, in some ways, it contradicts what I'm seeing anecdotally.
And Casey Harper.
And it's not just the economy. He has a 28% approval on the economy, but he also has 36% approval on foreign policy.
Find America in Focus wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe. That's America in Focus, a news podcast from a taxpayer's perspective.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Jump, Drew, Jump, Escaping the Carnegie Library Fire, a book by Naomi Law. She's going to have a book signing tomorrow, Wordsmith Bookshop, 5 o'clock tomorrow evening. Naomi joins us here this morning. She's the author of the book. And also Abigail Admire, she's an admirer of the book, and she has read it. And Abigail, good morning again. Thanks for being with us, Naomi, as well. All right, Abigail, I know you were looking at some of the pictures in the back of the book. What do you think of the pictures of the old library? It's kind of a cool building, wasn't it?
It was a very cool building.
But that was kind of a scary with it all in flames. Kind of a scary picture, wasn't it? Yeah. So are you looking forward to this big brand new library opening up?
What?
Are you looking forward to the big new library opening up when it opens next year? Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So is there any particular type of book that you like? Obviously, I know you like this one, Jump, Drew, Jump. Is there any other type of books, like a series of books maybe that you like to read? Or?
I don't know.
No? You just like reading, though, don't you?
I really like reading.
Good. That's a good thing. That is a good thing. All right. Well, Naomi, the book signing tomorrow, 5 o'clock, Wordsmith Bookshop, and the book will be available for purchase. And where else can people find it?
They, of course, can go on Amazon, but support our local bookstore. As people who are listening know, we've had several attempts to have a bookstore here in Galesburg, and we have an absolutely wonderful, lovely bookstore now. So support Woodsmith, go by there. If you can't get there tomorrow at 5, then go anytime. And hey, I'm a pushover. If you buy the book, just let me know and we'll arrange so that I can sign it. But I'd really, really like to see you tomorrow at 5 o'clock at Woodsmith. And yeah, Ori will be there too.
I was going to ask that question. Is Ori available there too?
Well, you know how Ori is. I don't know that he will actually come.
Okay.
But I know he's sending some of his stuffed mouse friends, so there will be some other mice there. But the book, Ori's book, The Adventures of Ori, the Orpheum Mouse, will definitely be available. And we can sign those for you. And of course, the main thing is, come and buy your copy of Jump, Drew, Jump, because someday it will be valuable. Maybe not tomorrow, but hold on to it, and it'll be worth, well, maybe $2.
Hey, at least, I'm thinking. So make sure you hold on to that, okay, Abigail? Keep that book, and someday you'll have kids and grandkids and let them read about, and you'll be able to teach them about the history of the old Carnegie Library here too, right?
Right.
All right.
I did just want to give people a little peek into what I'm thinking.
Sure.
It's possible that the next book will have something to do with the railroad. Doesn't that just make sense?
That does make sense. Absolutely.
If we don't talk about it, older folks, the kids won't know the importance that Galesburg played, not just in the railroad, the beautiful trains that you see passing by, but how about that underground railroad?
Absolutely.
We need to tell that story. We need to let people know that Allen Chapel and our churches were involved in the Underground Railroad. But then we also need to talk about the time when Galesburg had more than one train station and yep. what the reasons were. So I think, and Abigail and I were talking about it, and she might be my co-author.
All right.
But we were thinking that the next book might be about a mouse, a girl mouse, named Allie. And okay. she just might take us on a train trip that Galesburg hasn't seen yet. So I hope people will continue to read. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your support of Ori and the adventures of Ori and the Orpheum Mouse. That signing was unbelievable. Red carpet, line of people. It was just like a dream.
You know, if you're getting writer's cramp, it was a good day, right?
It was a wonderful day.
Well, hopefully the same tomorrow, 5 o'clock, Wordsmith Bookshop. Jump, Drew, Jump, Escaping the Carnegie Library Fire. Author Naomi Law is going to be there, and you can purchase your book, and she'll be there signing. Naomi, congratulations again on the book. Oh, my ears are falling off. Congratulations. That's funny, isn't it? Congratulations on the book, and thank you again so much for educating us here at Galesburg.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Abigail, thank you so much for joining us here this morning.
And maybe I haven't asked her parents, but maybe she'll be with me tomorrow.
All right. Very good. Abigail, thank you.